ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य कलह प्रसीदताम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनस् च भद्रं भजताद् अधोक्षजे आवेश्यताम् नो मतिर् अपि अहैतुकी। स्वस्तस्तु विश्वस्य कल प्रसीदताम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रां भजताद्धोक्षजे आवेश्यतां नो मतिरपि हेतुकी। स्वस्तस्तु विश्वस्य कलह प्रसीदताम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रं भजताद्धोक्षजे आवेश्यतां नो मतिरपि हेतुकी। स्वस्तस्तु विश्वस्य कलह प्रसीदताम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रं भजताद्धोक्षजे आवेश्यतां नो मतिरपि हेतुकी। स्वस्तस्तु विश्वस्य कलह प्रसीदताम् स्वस्तस्तु विश्वस्य कला प्रसीदताम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रं भजताद्धोक्षजे आवेश्यतां नो मतिरपि हैतुकी। स्वस्तस्य कलह प्रसीदताम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रं भजताद्धोक्षजे आवेश्यतां नो मतिरपि हैतुकी। स्वस्तस्तु विश्वस्य कलह प्रसीदताम् ధ్యాయంతు భూతాని శివం మిథో ధియా మనశ్చ భద్రాం భజతా దదోక్షజే మావేశతానో మతిరిహి. మాతాజీస్ ఓకే ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. స్వస్తి ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్ అస్తు లెట్ దేర్ బి విశ్వస్య ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ కలహ ది ఎన్వియస్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ప్రసీదతాం లెట్ దెమ్ బి పాసిఫైడ్ ధ్యాయంతు లెట్ దెమ్ కన్సిడర్ భూతాని all the living entities shivam auspiciousness mitha mutual diya by their intelligence manaha the mind cha and bhadram calmness bhajatat let it experience adokshaje in the supreme personality of godhead who is beyond the perception of mind intelligence and senses aveshyatam let it be absorbed na ar mati intelligence api indeed ahetuki without any motive translation and purport by his divine grace bhakti ac bhakti vedanta swami shri prabhupada acharya prabhupada ki jai. May there be good fortune throughout the universe and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Please repeat after me. May there be good fortune throughout the universe. And may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of the mischievous persons like his father Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parama Nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kalaha Prasidatam. May all envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha bhadram bhajatad dokshaje. Therefore we should pray to Lord Narsingdev to sit in our hearts. We should pray Bahir Narsingha Ridayer Narsimha. Let Lord Narsingdev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him.
even pure nishkama devotees pray for some benediction as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka.
Enanda tanu jakinkaram patitam mam visme bhavambudho kripaya tava pada pankaja stitaduli sadrishim vichintaya.
O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahetukitvai. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your lordship's lotus feet.
When Prahlad Maharaj chants Om Namo Bhagavate Narsimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swasti Astu Vishvasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake and the other is the man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son, Prahlad. But Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kala prasidatam. The difficulty is that the Kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of Kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantra susadhi vasa sarvapa kala kalena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam Mitho Dhiya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Pajatad Adokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Savaya Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, and as advised by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhavamad Bhakta, one should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification. But Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe would be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Dev Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరు కృపా సింధూభ్యవ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో వీర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 9. In the previous verse, we saw that Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narsingadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Narsimhaya Namastejas Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajra Nakha Vajra Damstra Karma Shayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyishtha Om Shram. And the prayers continue. I'll read out the translation again. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Bhakti Yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. So, one very interesting thing that Srila Prabhupada, while translating in the word-to-word meaning itself, in the verse, he translates the word kalaha as the envious. And in bracket, he writes, almost everyone. So here we understand that Srila Prabhupada is very clearly specifying that almost everybody is envious. So all of us have these six diseases. In our heart, we have these six germs which infect us, which are kam, krodh, lobh, mad, maya, matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion and envy. So these six constantly plague us with so many desires, and the living entity is forced sometimes to the extent of being tortured by these desires and acts upon them. Some things, some of these anarthas, we can ourselves see. Like actually when one comes to Krishna consciousness, one understands that he is afflicted by these. Just like, you know, when we put a camera inside our heart and look at what is happening within, what are our motivations and what are our intentions behind our actions, we understand that, yes, you know, we are afflicted by lust, we are afflicted by anger, greed. But envy is something that is very subtle. It is difficult to understand. But then Srila Prabhupada says, we all are envious. So actually, you know, when I was growing up, we bought a LCD TV. So when the TV came, it was like a status symbol. And it was advertised also as such. It was advertised as neighbor's envy, owner's pride. So the television set, if somebody had the television set, all the neighboring people who were living by, they would become envious. Oh, this person has an LCD TV. And the owner would become proud. Proud not only of the TV set, but proud that others are envying him. That he is the object of envy of everyone. So envy is so deeply rooted in our system. As Srila Prabhupada says, he again and again writes in his purports, that the living entity has a tendency to lord it over the material nature. So where does this tendency of envy come from? Actually, we are envious of the Supreme Lord Krishna. In the spiritual world, we are envious of Him. And the proof of that is we are having this material body. Just like a prisoner. How does one identify a prisoner?
A prisoner is identified because he is wearing a prison uniform. By this we can come to know that this person is a prisoner. Similarly, we understand that because we have this material body, we are envious. So then, is it that everybody is envious? Srila Prabhupada writes, almost everyone. There are some who are not. Who are they? They are not materialists. They are the devotees. They are Vaishnavas. Just like in a prison house, there is a chaplain. A chaplain is a spiritual person. No, he is a secular person, not necessarily belonging to any religion. But he goes in the prison house and what does he do? He preaches. He tries to reform the prisoners. In fact, if some of the prisoners get reformed, their sentence is cut short. Similarly, in the material world also, there are some souls who come, just like the chaplain. They come to reform the prisoners who are present on this material world. So they are not envious. So this tendency that we have to lord it over the material nature, it comes from envy. It is deeply rooted in our system. We always think everything in terms of I, me and mine. Aham mameti. The Bhagavatam repeats this again and again, that we always see things in terms of I, me and mine. We think that the center of our universe is me. In fact, if we go to study any kind of course like personality development and so on and so forth, there they teach that the most important person in your life is you. And whereas the Bhagavatam says something different. The Bhagavatam says the most important person in your life and everybody else's life is not you, it is Krishna. So this tendency that we have of lording it over, we see that even children to oldies, everybody has this. Like we see that even small children, school going children or even college youngsters, they have this tendency of lording it over and becoming envious. Envy, deeply rooted in the system. How? Like if you just ask any student, if he fail, what is the thing that will make him most disappointed? So he'll say that if I fail in my exam, I'll be most disappointed. But there is something which will make him even more disappointed, which is if he fails and if his other friends pass. If he sees that he has done badly, he will be disappointed. But if he sees that others are doing better, then he will be even more disappointed. That is the case with us also. You know, we become disappointed or we feel bad because somebody else is doing good. This is a symptom of envy. So even those who are in corporate life, they are also facing this. Because corporate means position one and competitors many. So everybody is trying to get the same position. So how are you going to get the same position? You have to, you know, push others, shove others, kick, punch, do whatever it takes to go ahead. So that is also envy. Continuously there is a feeling, a surge of envy. I want to do better than others. In fact, old people also, they have lived their life. And in old age also, they still have these feelings of enviousness. We see that there are many old age groups. They call themselves young at heart. And so on and so forth. There are many old age groups. They talk amongst each other and they have discussions about what? They talk about what I did in my youth. They talk what all great achievements I did in my youth. I remember one such person was there, 90 years old, and he did not have any friends. He called his grandson and he used to bore him with all his stories of his youth. I was the president of Lions Club. I signed on 2 crore rupees check. So he used to bore him. So everybody has this tendency of showing off that how they are proud of, you know, pride. And pride is nothing but comes from envy. Because we want to show that we are great. We are better than everybody else. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was so envious of his own son Prahlad. that he said that this son of mine Prahlad, he is at this tender age of 5 years, he is so disrespectful towards his parents. What, how can I trust this fellow? Better I discard him. He is of no use. So Hiranyakashipu came to the extent of justifying his envy. So this enviousness is so deeply rooted. We see that even in media, even among superstars, there is a lot of envy. If somebody becomes successful, if somebody achieves a level of fame, there will be so many people to pull him down. This is the crab mentality. Crab. The crab exporters, they put all the crabs in one box, in one crate, and they don't put a lid on it. The crab exporters don't put a lid on the crate of crabs. Why? Because if one crab tries to go out, there will be 5 crabs who will be there waiting to pull him down. So this is crab mentality. So actually the crab exporters, they save a lot of money by not putting lids. They save so much money because they know that crabs, they will not let anybody get out of the box. So this is what even the living entity in the material world, this is what happens. Somebody goes up and there are 100 people to pull him down. This is envy. In recent times, we have seen that a person who personified envy and did great evil, cruelty among others, he was Hitler. Hitler was so envious of everyone, he could not see anybody being greater than him. He thought, I am the greatest. Germans are the greatest. We are supposed to lord over the world. And these Jews are coming in between. Let us kill them off. Let us finish them off. So such atrocity, such cruelty. Why? Because he had this misconception that he is great. Aham mameti, everything is mine. We also see in the Mahabharata, Duryodhan, he was the exemplification of envy. When Lord Krishna came to Hastinapur as the Shanti Dut, as the peace messenger on behalf of the Pandavas, he requested everybody in the assembly that please reconsider your decision. If you wage a war against the Pandavas, it will only cause destruction of your dynasty. Your entire kingdom, everything will be vanquished. Krishna tried to put sense into them. After that, Parshuram also got up. Parshuram was also present in the assembly of sages. Parshuram said, in bygone ages, there was a demon called Dambod Bhava. This Dambod Bhava was killed by Nar and Narayan. And this same Nar and Narayan rishis have again incarnated back as Krishna and Arjun. And anybody who goes against them will attain the same fate as Dambod Bhava. Parshuram said, even other great sages said. And what did Dhritarashtra reply? Dhritarashtra replied, I am bound. And on the other side was Duryodhan. He was panting heavily. He was panting. He was saying, what are these people saying? Who is afraid of the Pandavas? Why are you afraid so much of the Pandavas? What are these Pandavas? Duryodhan was thinking. He was saying, till now we have been unfortunate. We have been unfortunate and therefore we have lost against the Pandavas every time. We have lost against them. But not that every time we will be unfortunate. Combined with the strength of the Danavas, in the Mahabharata, this pastime happens, that the Danavas, they tell Duryodhan in a dream that we are all with you. You know, you have the backup of the Danavas, don't worry. So the Danavas, along with mystic power, plus the total might of the Kauravas, of the Kuru army, Duryodhan thought, these three put together, the Pandavas won't stand a chance. Krishna put forward the proposal, give 5 villages each to the Pandavas. They are Kshatriyas, they have to rule, they cannot beg. And what did Duryodhan say? In fact, Dushasan also agreed. He said, this is a good proposal. You know, we don't have to do anything. 5 villages, what is there? You still are the undisputed king and emperor of the world. But still, Duryodhan said, he made the famous dialogue, he made the famous statement. I won't give the Pandavas even that much space which occupies the tip of the needle. So this was Duryodhan, so full of envy towards the Pandavas. He could not see anything good happening to the Pandavas. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport, there are two kinds of envious entities. One is the snake, Khala. The snake can be charmed by herbs and mantras. You know, we see snake charmers. They take their instrument and they charm the snake. And the other is the envious person. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, an envious person can be rarely pacified. Very rarely can one pacify an envious person. So, again coming back, who are not envious? Are they materialists? Are karmis not envious? No, they all are envious. Actually, the devotees of the Lord, the Vaishnavas, they are the ones who are not envious. How can we come to know? Because they are selfless. Right since childhood, we are taught we should be selfless, we should be giving, we should try and help others. But when a child grows up, he understands that this is not the way in which the world works. Everybody here is just wanting to satisfy his own selfish desire. Everyone is working just for himself. Then why should I work for others? Why should I be exploited? And thereby everybody else also becomes selfish. But actually a Vaishnava is the one who is selfless. Just like Prahlad Maharaj is praying, that may all envious persons be satisfied. Let there be good fortune throughout the world. Who prays like this? It is only a person who is not envious. He is selfless. He is striving and he is trying that other people are elevated. This is what he is trying. He is praying for the benefit of others. And the greatest example of that which we have is our own Srila Prabhupada. His mercy was entirely causeless, which can be actually illustrated through this one pastime. Once it so happened, Srila Prabhupada was giving a class in a program. And one Mr. Banerjee, he came and sat in the class. He started abusing Prabhupada. He started abusing him. And after that he got up and left. All the devotees were very disturbed. The next time, Mr. Banerjee was not to be seen. So after the class got over, Srila Prabhupada asked, where is Mr. Banerjee? So the devotees replied, Srila Prabhupada, he abused you so badly, we all felt very bad. We did not call him this time. So Srila Prabhupada replied, he abused me because of some past karmic reaction. That doesn't mean we deprive him of the opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness. So despite the fact that somebody was abusing him, Prabhupada said that why should we deprive him the opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness? In his entire life, we see that Srila Prabhupada did so much sacrifice. He went to New York. At the Bowery he was staying. He did not have any permanent shelter. He was going from house to house. In fact, he was staying with drug-crazed hippies. These people were absolutely crazy. You know, they would, one of them, in fact, when Srila Prabhupada was staying with one of these hippies, he took a drug overdose and he started acting madly. And Srila Prabhupada he didn't know what to do. He immediately ran out of the room, went on the street. All his belongings were there in the room. And there was nothing, you know, he didn't know where to go. He's out on the street, on the road. One Srila Prabhupada disciple, he was saying that, I know I am at the age of 70. At the age of 70, there are so many problems with the body. You can't even sit or stand without a backache. And at this age, Srila Prabhupada went to the West. He journeyed, took the pains to go to another country, unknown land, where he did not know anybody. So whom did he do all this for? He did it to save the suffering souls, to save suffering humanity. So this is compassion. So a Vaishnava, he does not have envy in his heart. He has compassion. Sometimes when we look in our hearts, we see there's a lot of envy. So then we realize, yeah, we're not Vaishnavas. But then a pure devotee of the Lord, a real Vaishnava, he's full of compassion. Once in Boston, Satsarup Maharaj had arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada. And it was a completely new audience. All of them were hippies, new, first time. They had never heard of India, never heard of Krishna, never heard Srila Prabhupada. And when Srila Prabhupada started to speak, the first thing that he said is, I thank you, all of you young boys and girls, who have given me the opportunity to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, he thanked them for an opportunity to glorify Krishna. So this is what the devotee thinks. The devotee thinks that whatever I speak, whatever prayers are meant for the glorification of the Lord. Just like we are just reading in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj, he is praying to the Supreme Lord that let there be good fortune everywhere. That means good fortune does not mean good material fortune. It means that let there be Krishna consciousness everywhere. He is saying, let all the envious people be pacified. The point is, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, envious people cannot be pacified. So how can an envious person be pacified? It is only and only by Krishna consciousness. That is also what Srila Prabhupada writes. An envious person can only be pacified if he practices bhakti yoga. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying that let there be Krishna consciousness spread throughout the world. Let everybody practice bhakti yoga. This is what he is praying. This is what goes on in the mind and prayers of a pure devotee. Throughout the Bhagavatam, we see that the devotees are offering prayers to the Lord. Such as Gajendra, he is offering prayers. Kunti Maharani, she prays. Prahlad Maharaj, he prays to Narasimhadev. Bali Maharaj, he is praying. All beautiful prayers. So, Kunti Maharani, she prays. Namasye Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antarbahira Vistitam. She says, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. So she is praying. Further, she says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. She says, let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, the enlivener of the cows and the senses. She prays, my respectful obeisances unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, and whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. She prays, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. So Kunti Maharani is praying, let there be calamities. Let there be problems. Can you ever imagine? You know, nobody prays that let there be calamities. When we have problems, we go to the Lord and we say, my dear Lord, this is too much problem. Please remove this. Please let this phase pass. I cannot take it anymore. Bus, enough. This is what we pray. You know, please let this phase go away. We give assurance to ourselves from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Matras Parshastu Kauntaya Shitoshna Sukha Dukhada Agama Paino Nitya Stams Vikshaswa Bharata. That this happiness and distress is like summer and winter seasons. They are going to go away. So one must remain fixed. So you practice Krishna consciousness, this bad phase will also go away. No problem. But Kunti Maharani is praying, let there be calamities. Let there be problems. She says that if there are no problems, if there are no calamities, we will become forgetful of you. She prays, Janma Eshwara Shruta Shri. She prays that if somebody has these opulences, he becomes attached and he forgets. He will forget you. Oh Supreme Lord, he will forget you. So please let there be calamities so that we will always remember you. So this is what Kunti Maharani is praying. Let there be calamities. In fact, we see in the prayers of Bali Maharaj, he prays to Lord Vamandev. He says that the punishment that you are giving me is not given even by a parent or a friend. Which was the punishment? Vamandev was going to put his foot on his head, yeah, and take everything away. So he was saying that nobody gives such a punishment, but I am accepting it because you are giving it, O Lord, and I accept it because you are purifying me through this. He said that my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, he was your unalloyed devotee. He is very famous as being recognized as your devotee. Although the demon Hiranyakashipu tried to kill him in so many ways, he still remained faithful, taking shelter at your lotus feet. So Bali Maharaj is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj, that my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, he took shelter of your lotus feet. Hiranyakashipu was the undisputed heavyweight demon of all time. There was no one who was greater demon than Hiranyakashipu. So envious, so full of spite, he could not even bear that his own son is going against him. He ordered the killing of his own son in so many ways. And Prahlad Maharaj, he was fixed up. He was already a preacher right from the beginning, because he was instructed by Narad Muni in the womb. His mother Kayadu, when she was pregnant, Narad Muni instructed her. And all those teachings he repeated to his atheistic demoniac friends, to demons. He was preaching to demons. And during their lunch break, they all used to chant and they used to dance, and he used to tell them, Kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha. He used to say, this is 5 years of age is the right time, you take up Krishna consciousness. He was telling to demons. And he was so powerful, because he had so much of faith that they actually took it up. And Hiranyakashipu could not do anything to Prahlad. Prahlad had so much of faith. So we see that the Lord tests the devotees sometimes, many times in fact. You see Prahlad's life, we see Pandava's life. The Pandavas underwent so much of trouble, so much of problems, right from the beginning. They had so much of difficulty, and in the end, after all of that, of course, they were victorious throughout, because they always took shelter of the Supreme Lord Krishna, who was always with them. Now, after all of this has passed, Mahabharata war got over, and now, after that, Kunti Maharani is praying that let there be problems. Recap, let there be problems again. You know, when we get out of problem, we think, okay, relief. But Kunti Maharani is saying that let there be more problems. More problems means more remembrance of you. And actually that will liberate us from the cycle of birth and death. So this is what Kunti Maharani is praying. Actually Srila Prabhupada, in one place, in Hudson Hall, he was giving a lecture to 2,000, that capacity of the hall was 2,000. And only 40 people came. And the devotees, when they looked at the number, they were very, very disappointed. They were thinking, my God, what Prabhupada must be thinking. 2,000 hall capacity, 40 people are sitting. And nonetheless, Sri Prabhupada gave his class. There was ecstatic kirtan, prasad. Everything happened. And then afterwards, the devotees apologized. They went to Prabhupada and they said, Sri Prabhupada, actually we are very sorry. We don't know, but we apologize that only 40 people came. You know, it was a mistake. Sorry for that. So that time Srila Prabhupada said, who said? Why are you apologizing? Didn't you see Narad Muni has come? Didn't you see Brahmaji? So the principle that a pure devotee has, you know, what he thinks, is that I must glorify the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada, in that same episode, he said, you didn't see these personalities? Actually, I won't be concerned if no one accepts Krishna consciousness. I will shout at the top of my voice, at the sun, the moon, the stars. In the wilderness, I will shout. I will shout that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Because I want a certificate from Krishna that here is a sincere devotee who tried to spread Krishna consciousness. I don't want a certificate from any materialist, from a pack of donkeys. So Prabhupada says, I don't want a certificate from a pack of donkeys, what I have done in my life. So this is the principle that a Vaishnava follows. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is praying. Let there be all auspiciousness throughout the world. Let there be a spread of the bhakti movement. Of course, when Prahlad Maharaj prayed, he had already given the prayer. And that actually got manifest when Krishna consciousness was spread throughout the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years back. He started the congregational chanting of the holy names. And as it was predicted, that Senapati Bhakta will come and spread throughout the whole world, the bhakti movement. Bhakti Devi will cross the shores of India and spread everywhere, as it was predicted. That actually, that prophecy was manifested with the arrival of Srila Prabhupada. So, the pure devotees are free from envy. When we say Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha, they are capable of fulfilling the desires of all, everybody, of everyone. They are oceans of mercy. They are so compassionate. And they take away the sins of others. And only for the benefit of others, they truly lead selfless lives. When people say socialism, you know, we'll try and we'll act for the pleasure of others, for the benefit of society, but it never happens so. There is always material desire which is there for puja, labh and pratishtha. Everybody wants fame, adoration, profit. Everybody wants distinction. Everybody works for this. But it is only the Vaishnava who is so compassionate and who is so selfless. In the mood of Vasudeva Datta, he prays that may all the living entities' sins become upon me. Let me suffer for the sins of all the living entities. So this is the Vaishnava compassion. So in that mood we understand that our only hope is to take shelter of these devotees. And in that, our lives can become successful. So, you know, we understand that Srila Prabhupada, who was such a great Vaishnava, he gave Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And we are greatly fortunate to be a recipient of his mercy. And the best we can do for him is just try and reciprocate back by following his instructions. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. The purport last 2-3 lines, it says, you know, whole world will become Krishna conscious, which is comment of Vishwanath Thakur. So in that, when Prabhupada was giving class, so Prabhupada explained how Krishna consciousness is benefit to whole the world. So after the concluding the lecture, one person is raised up, stand up, and he said, you are talking whole world will Krishna conscious, then what will happen? You know, everyone. So Prabhupada said, there are fools like you who won't accept Krishna conscious. Yes. So this is, and one more thing, envious, regarding envious. You can also, if you find any person who is envious, so instead of directly, you know, you can pray to Radha Raj Bihari, that Radha Raj Bihari, please give him good intelligence so that he can cross over this envious nature and he can also become nice devotee. So Lord is very much pleased if we pray for others. So then Lord will give him mercy also and me also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, Mataji. Question there. Mic there behind.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Yes. Thank you for the class. Is it working?
Can't hear.
Okay, so Prabhuji, you were talking about compassion, and so the thing is that when you actually go, when you go out to preach, when you go on book distribution, so this is a quality that is really called for. But what happens is that when you actually go out on the streets and you're standing there, and people are not so receptive, then it becomes very difficult. So at such times, then, because you know you are so concerned about getting rejected over and over again, and the books are not going. And yeah, and the type of response that you're getting. I mean, on the days when the books are going, it's all good. But when nothing is happening, then it's very difficult to keep the right frame of mind that I'm supposed to be compassionate to these people who are not even looking at you. So then how do you manage your mood?
Yeah.
So Mataji is saying that when you go out for book distribution, we are worried whether the books will go or not. And when they don't go, we feel disappointed. So then how to feel compassionate? So because our hearts are so full of envy, we have very little compassion. But what we understand is that Sir Prabhupada is going to be pleased if we genuinely put a sincere effort to distribute his books. Because the principle of book distribution or preaching is enthusiasm. So, you know, we enthusiastically try to do our best. And then you try and, be it book distribution, we try and give out books. And you know, the whole day sometimes the books don't go. And in the end, one book goes and that makes your day. So the whole principle is to be enthusiastic. Because the results are anyways not dependent on us. This is what the Bhagavad Gita says. That anyways we are not the doer, so we depend on the Lord. So we do our duty and leave it rest. We leave it. So do your best and leave the rest to God. That's the principle. So any more questions? So we'll end here. Karantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.